genes always existed in many different cultures, not only in Turkish cultures, not only in Arabic or Islamic culture, and also Turkish nations' origin is Central Asia. At the beginning, we were a shamanic society. Our religion was shamanic. And still then, we had the belief into jinns. And in the ancient drawings, jinns were always described as reptilian beings. What does it mean, a reptilian being? A kind of hybrid between a human and a man, and an animal, with horns, tails, and reptile eyes. So we are very familiar with reptilians, in fact, thanks to many books and documentaries. So jinns always existed in the mythology, in the history, and in the culture of the world, in many societies, in many nations. But in Middle East, we didn't forget this. We didn't cover up this. We kept alive this tradition, this knowledge, this information. And we don't know what is the origin, what is the native land of the jinns, but we know about their activities. First of all, they are very much interested in human race. In our ancient narrations and mythologies, and still today, in fact, not only in ancient things, jinns like to play with human children. They come in the night time and they take them from their beds, they abduct them, they take them somewhere. As you know, in modern time, alien abduction starts when the person abductee was still when a child. Jinns take the child to somewhere all night, and then they bring them back at the end of the night. And this is something that I witnessed many, many times. The young child, 5 years old, 3 years old, maybe 6 years old, wakes up the next morning with a brown color substance on his or her skin.
Have you ever taken a sample of that and said?
No, I didn't. But I saw it many, many times. It looks like a henna. It looks like chocolate colors. And today, in modern time alien abductions, some of the abductees found the same substance on their skin and on their clothes. And Dr. David Jacobs also had a case, similar case, and he took the samples from the brown color substance, and I don't know the rest of the story. And also there was another abduction case, I think it is from 1980s in Israel, and abductees found the similar brown color paint substance on their clothes and on their skin. So this has been happening in Turkey for centuries. After every gene visit, persons, children, young or old, they find this brown color thing. And in Turkey, this is called jinn trace. Another thing, jinns are very much interested in having close physical relationships with human. According to tradition, according to informations, jinns has genders. They are men and women. And they enjoy to have physical relationships with human men and human women, and still today, there are many Turkish men and women, they claim that they have children from jinns. And now, this brings us to my new book, Love in an Alien Purgatory.
Yeah, it's a nice fit.
yes. So I have been very much interested in David Huggins' story since I met him in 2002 in New York City. He claims that he had almost 60 children with extraterrestrials from different extraterrestrial women. And in Turkey, people who claim that they had children from extraterrestrials, they also say that they cannot see their children all the time, just like David Huggins cannot see his children all the time. So between jinn stories and extraterrestrial stories, there are a lot of common, it is very parallel. Just like extraterrestrials jinns can travel in time back and forth. Both of them, jinns and extraterrestrials, can materialize and dematerialize. They can change their shape. They are shapeshifters. They can show themselves as if they are your family members, your deceased uncle, your deceased wife or husband. Extraterrestrials are doing this. Jinns are doing this. Are they the same race? I don't know. Are they coming from the same dimension? I don't know. But for some reason, for centuries, jinns did all these things, and now extraterrestrials are doing all these things.